Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in Memphis Grizzlies Media Day 2025, and joining me is all-star point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant. Ja, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, so you had a pretty lively offseason, huh?
Had the
Asian tour for Nike. How was that, man? How was it?
It was good, man. Definitely a new experience culturally. But, you know, the love was pretty much the same. I was actually surprised, you know, with the outcome of, you know, how much people was there to, you know, support.
Yeah, is that surreal? Like, obviously, you know, you have the national outreach, right? You know that people here in the United States that follow the NBA are going to handle it. But is it kind of surreal to go over there and see
insane.
You have the same, if not more, outreach
yeah,
over there?
For sure. It's definitely insane. I had moments where, you know, I sat down and, you know, processed it, but it really didn't hit to my last day having to, you know, fly back.
Right,
fly
for sure.
Back, that it really hit me, like, that I had, you know, pretty much a whole tour out there that was filled with, you know, constant love, comfort, and everything.
Yeah, food over there, all right?
Yeah, it was pretty decent. Definitely different.
Yeah.
But
were you glad to be back here for food, though, by the time you got done
yeah,
with it?
Yeah, way more seasoning. Way more seasoning.
Yeah, especially here. Especially
yeah.
in town. No, yeah. I hear that. All right, now getting to basketball. New head coach, Tomas Isla. You played with him down the stretch last year, but you guys didn't get a whole bunch of practice time. So I was talking to him earlier, and he said you guys sort of got back to what you were comfortable with, and then you would switch it up game to game depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Now that you've had this full off season with Tomas and his system, what can you tell us about it, and how comfortable are you with what he wants you guys to do?
I'm very comfortable. You know, he's pretty straightforward, preaching the right things, tell guys, you know, what he expect of them. If you're not playing up to par, he's definitely going to let you know. And I feel like that might take us over the hump, you know, being able to hold guys accountable and nobody feel, you know, any type of way about it. I think will, you know, lead us into the right direction, especially with, you know, the vets and stuff we got. We got a lot of guys, you know, who can speak up and, you know, talk. As far as playing style, his number one is speed kills. And
right.
I don't think it's
Jared
too
was
many.
Saying that earlier,
I don't
kills.
Think it's too many people that you can say more dangerous, you know, in the open floor, you know,
right.
With a full head of steam than, you know, me. So.
Yep.
That's how comfortable I am, man.
All right. Now, I don't mean to open old wounds or, like, bring up, like, the past from last year, but what was that transition like after Taylor gets fired, Tomas comes in? How, like, what was that transition like mid-season? It seems like it'd be tough for anybody.
Yeah, it definitely was tough. But it was, you know, during the season, so you really couldn't, you know, put too much on it, you know, at that time because you had to focus on, you know, which game you had coming up and whatever else the case may be.
Right.
Definitely new. He's, you know, Taylor been, you know, my coach pretty much, really
entire
my whole career. Yeah. Seeing, you know, somebody else step in was definitely different. But I know with, you know, me being Ja and, you know, one of the leaders on his team, you know, making, you know, Tomas as comfortable as possible will only help us. And we had talks, you know, last season. Definitely way more talks this season, you know, with him in the head spot. But, you know, all in all, it's been good. Definitely tough to, you know, see Taylor go and – obviously, other guys, you know, leave the team, but we just got to stay focused on the now and
yep.
Sure.
Now, new faces. Jock Landale comes in. You got Ty Jerome in there. You got KCP. How has the fit been for them right here off the bat?
Fit right in, looks right. like to me. Obviously, you know, guys you can consider vets in this league for sure. Kenny winning, you know, two championships. Jock being around, you know, a while. Ty having, you know, tremendous season with a good Cleveland team last year. Definitely some guys that come in we can see, you know, helping us in the long run. But most importantly, some more voices, you know, yeah. we have in the locker room. And with Tomas, like I said, you know, he's pretty straightforward. So I'm pretty sure he had, you know, talks with those guys on, you know, how he's think they can, you know, help with the team. And me, I'm just – go out there and let them play with confidence.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now, final thing. I don't know how much you can elaborate on it, but last week's news on Friday, I remember talking about it on my show. Instead of going the normal agency route, you with your family and some people close to you, you're starting an advisory firm. Can you sort of elaborate on that and tell us what went into that decision?
Me being, you know, more in control of, you know, my own destiny and career, pretty much been it. That's really what sums it up.
Right. Okay. Rock on. Well, is this your last interview of the day? Are you you still got more to go.
Yeah, I probably got 18 more stations.
Well, you know what? I'll end this one now, and I'll let you do that. Appreciate
yes,
it,
sir.
John. He is John Morant, all-star point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.